Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
The Home Squad are here to answer all of your outdoor storage questions. Jenny Sheehan, co-host of Rip It Up, the Renovations podcast, and interior stylist Sarah Doyle of Retwigged are both with me in studio. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are things?
Well, my own, I'm not even going to call it a garden. I'm rewilding at the moment is the approach I've taken just due to a lack of care and vigilance. But storage is the big issue for a lot of listeners, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think for me, it's all about organisation, because I think you can buy a big shed and you can throw everything in it. And can you ever find anything in that shed again? You can't.
Well, several sheds in my case.
That's my word for the day is organisation.
So what do we need to consider?
Well, so I was messaged about outdoor cushions, because that's the big thing, isn't it? So you have this nice patio furniture set, and you have the sun lounger, and you have all the lovely bits and pieces and the scatter cushions to go with them. Where are you going to put them?
Yeah.
And unless you, if you're like me and the shed is full to the brim with God knows what is even, and actually we're clearing it out because we're moving. But the, yeah, where do you put those? So an outdoor cushion storage box.
But you're then, it's another unit.
It's another unit. Where are you going to put that?
Yeah, okay. So this isn't a big shed. This is a, this is like, you can double it up as a, as a, as a site, as an occasional table nearly. So ours is like a box. We made it out of wood.
All right.
And it's a DIY. Now it was, there were some tips, some things that we learned along the way of doing it. It was a YouTube special. But basically, it just means you've actually got a surface then. So, you know, when you've got a barbecue, so you've your table and everybody's around the table, you've your barbecue. But then where are you putting the salads and everything else? So this doubles as somewhere to put the, your salads and your food. You know,
I wasn't convinced, Sarah, initially, but you have me on board. So you've kind of, you've sort of made like a buffet style serving table, a wooden box that lives outside the house.
Absolutely. And also, potting bench. So you know when you want to pot up a few little plants into a pot?
Love this.
I don't personally know, but
Okay, this is just me then.
Yeah.
But so this is like a multi-purpose
piece of furniture. That's a great idea. And cost effective if you're handy and you can do it yourself.
Or if you can't do it yourself, places like outdoorliving.ie have similar type boxes. So it's a lid, lift up, in the go the cushions.
Multi-purpose.
Safe over the winter time. Dry and
what's your recommendation?
Well, because my garden is so tiny, I don't have space to put the cushions in the first place. But what I did do, because I love lying out, especially in these weeks, is I put up two hooks on the diagonal walls of my tiny little box garden, and I have a hammock hanging up there. A lovely little fabric hammock in a lovely colour that I bought online. I think it was at Hammock Giant or one of those places in a passion I love. And I've had it for years and I love it because it folds away into nothing, and I throw it into my ottoman storage in my living room when I'm finished with it. I mean, it literally folds into, you know, the size of
a big towel.
A small towel. Like, it's really nothing. But then I can sprawl out all day, full length, you know, swaying away in my back garden. It's like having a sun lounger, but not with no storage requirements.
Listener here is wondering, 087 1400 106, the WhatsApp number. Where can I get rid of old and broken outdoor furniture? I have a plastic wicker type chair. They're falling apart. I'm wondering, will I have to rent a skip, or where can I get rid of them? It is quite big.
I would just first of all see, does anybody want it? Because you never know, even if it's broken. Now, that plastic wicker is difficult to replace, but somebody might want the cushions from it, somebody might want something. So I'd throw it up, be honest about the fact that it's broken, don't try to sell something, but see, does anybody want to take it away for free, give it a week or two, and then if not, you are going to have to hire, not a skip, but you might have to drive it to, you know, a rubbish centre.
Ballyogan, somewhere like that, if you're in Dublin, and take those.
Can you put your outdoor furniture into this magic box?
It's not that big. Now I'm going to measure your expectations. Now it's the size of a large console. So it's not, you know, like, it would be big enough for cushions, but I wouldn't be putting my actual,
the chairs won't fold. No, because the listener's wondering about, should you be bringing in your garden furniture? My metal chairs have rust on them. I don't have storage. You see, that's the problem. I have to leave the whole lot out all year.
If it's just a case of rust, there's a potential that you could treat those. I would take photos, or even if you can bring one up to some local hardware shop and say, is there something I can spray on this or paint this with? And you might get a few years out of it by leaving
like
it outside.
An anti-rust coat. So if you brush off the worst of the rust, and then there's like a solution that you can put on, which is like an anti-rusting kind of varnish,
and then you could
just recoat them with an outdoor metal paint. But I would get a really, really good outdoor furniture cover. So Woody's do them. I mean, a lot of companies online.
Yeah, do you know, I have them, but can I just say on them, right? The thing about them is they blow in the wind. Like, next thing, it's December and January, and this thing is at night, it's 3 a.m, and it's lashing against the chair. You know, there's a noise off it.
Yeah, and they're not that pretty. There is too. They kind of look a bit unfinished, I think.
Yeah, it's probably why I never really actually get round to putting ours on.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem. Listener wondering, where do you recommend for buying actually a good, a decent sized shed?
So there's a few places that I did my homework on this, because I have to tell you, I don't have a shed, because
shed
where
research.
Would I look? I've asked everyone I know, and I've trawled the internet, and I will tell you the top recommendations I got. MCD Sheds came highly recommended. Maybe one or two mixed reviews, but they're a huge company, so that's fair enough. Shanette, Shanette, a place called Ballyfree. Ideal Woodcrafts down in Waterford. And I will say to anyone listening, look online, especially if you're in the market for a good shed, a steel shed, because they last a really long time.
Yeah, Adman,
so again, check adverts, check Done Deal, check Facebook. People could be moving for whatever reason, upsizing, downsizing, and especially if it's metal, it's likely to be, you know, still in good nick. So yeah, check there first.
Adman sheds are fantastic
as well.
Yeah,
yeah. Any advice on something that locks and could store golf clubs? I wouldn't have thought they're the kind of thing you leave outside. No.
Yeah, I mean, you just have to invest in a good lock.
Yeah, I think the metal ones would be probably more secure from that point of view. So yeah, I would go metal rather than wood.
Okay. Your DIY bits, your equipment, all of this kind of stuff, right? Storage solutions for store. Like, I find this myself. I mean, there's bits of stuff thrown everywhere.
Yeah. There's an unreal place. There's a few of them. This is me researching, girl, called Rack Zone. Have you ever heard of this?
No.
Rack Zone. They do lots of really good storage solutions and shelving and hooks and hanging, and you can design it for your own space. So check them out. But you might have your own.
I think that's the thing. If you've got a shed, rather than just throwing everything in randomly, you need to have that shed kind of organized with shelving and as you say, the hooks and all the places that actually things can land on.
It's the half paint tins and, you know, the sample pots. Up. Like, I have a whole there's a whole shelf in the shed full of sample pots.
With the move, we've literally just gone through years and years and years of tins for that very reason, because obviously you don't want to leave that for our neighbours, for our new owners.
Bin storage solutions, how expensive are they? Do you recommend them?
I think they look great. You know, I mean, you can get them custom built, but bins are typically a standard size. So there are standard size ones out there for two bins, for three bins. Even if they're kind of not great looking, could you put a bit of planting around them or something like that?
Yeah.
They start at a few hundred quid, they go up to whatever you want.
And sedum roofs. I've seen some that you can get that you can actually then have a little sedum roof on top of the bin storage. So then it turns it more aesthetically pleasing then.
How lovely. That's a great idea.
Does the position of the shed, does that make a difference?
Yeah. It's not supposed to be shoved up against a hedge or against a wall, because all sorts of stuff can get stuck in there. You need it to be ventilated. So sheds need to be quite well ventilated. Unless you're using it as a garden room, it should be quite breathable and should be ventilated. Yeah, so you need a bit of airflow around in the space around
as well.
Yeah.
Okay. And just very finally, we're looking for, like, is there some sort of a thing for the outdoor toys, the bits? Sure, again, that just comes back to...
Yeah, the wooden... Back to my DIY wooden box. Yeah, I'll send my husband round.
Yeah, you have to send us a picture. Lister says, I wouldn't leave anything valuable like golf clubs or anything that might be susceptible to being stolen outside or even in a damp or outdoor shed, even insulated ones as well. Don't think they're going to be as safe or as good for minding your good golf clubs as a house during the winter period.
Yeah,
they're right about
that.
I think
I'd be nervous. Yeah.
Jenny Sheehan and Sarah Doyle, thanks a million to you both for joining us here on The Home Squad this Thursday afternoon.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.